I wonder how many times you have heard these words from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Or she laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Or in the fields, there were shepherds keeping watch over their fields by night. You've heard those words since childhood. They're old and familiar, loved words. In a constantly changing world like ours, we like and we long for something familiar. One pastor admits, you know, the truth is, no matter how avant-garde or forward-thinking or progressive we believe ourselves to be as Christians, every Christmas we turn into traditionalists. If you're like me, and I suspect you are, you're an absolute sentimentalist whenever it comes to the Christmas season. I don't want Christmas to ever change. I don't ever want to stop hearing the story of Luke. I never want to stop seeing the image of the baby Jesus in the manger. I want to feel it again and again. I'm so nostalgic. It's so comforting to me. I never, ever, ever want Christmas to change. I wonder if it's a bit like that for some of us too. But as I prepared this meditation tonight, I realized that the passage from Luke is all about change. It's all over the story. There are Mary and Joseph who did not want to be in Bethlehem, and they have to give birth not in a house that they know, but in a barn, and there is no one there to help or to comfort. And those shepherds, they were simply trying to keep the sheep safe, maybe get a little bit of rest. And all at once, the angel breaks into their calm and says, the Messiah has been born. God incarnate, God in flesh, is now in the world. It's nothing like they expected. Nothing prepared them for that. But that's what incarnation means. God enfleshed in the world. Incarnation means change. It means God coming into our time and into our space and taking up room in our lives and taking away our comfort zones and shaking things up and recreating us in new and challenging ways. That is God's gift to us. And how ironic, on the day when we absolutely want everything the same, nothing to change at all, that we're celebrating the greatest change ever. Change is not something we should fear. Change is the nature of life. It's the nature of the church. And the story of Luke reminds us that change is really the constant in our life, but God is with us during that time, offering us love and strength and hope. This child who we believe came into the world brought hope into our darkness and good news into a world that feels overwhelming. This child came so that we would never be alone, that when times look like they're totally dark, when they've changed too much, that there is still hope for us. It's why we can still long and hope for peace in the world, because we believe in something beyond ourselves. Is that we believe in every act of goodness and kindness and patience and forgiveness that God is made incarnate in us, that we honor this Christ child. And part of what we do at this Christmas time is look for those outbreakings of God's love in the world and expect that it still happens, to look for the ways that we help that change and that love be real. It happens in ordinary people and ordinary churches like ours. In a church less than 15 miles from here, they have a tradition where at Christmas they collect for a needy family in their community. They go and ask a person who works in the community and knows these things if there's a family in need. And last year, they collected for a family of three children, a mother who was pregnant and a father who had just lost his job, and he supported everyone. And they started collecting the 1st of December, and by the last Sunday in Advent, the room was packed with supplies, not just toys, but diapers and baby food and things for the parents. It was almost too much. The pastor said two people came up to her and said, "We have been too generous." And they held some of the toys back. Well, the pastor went and snuck them in later, but that's a different story. So this year, they decided to do it again. And the pastor called the person who had received help last year and said, "Can we give to your family again?" And the mother said, "No, thank you. My husband has a job. We'd like someone else to have that joy next year." And so a week ago, when they collected the toys once again, it was as many as before, and the same two people said, "We were too generous." And the pastor looked out, and she saw that family from last year sitting in the pews. And she thought, "Oh no, they've changed their mind." So when the mother came up to hug the pastor, she was apprehensive. The woman hugged her and said, "I'm so glad I got to be here today to see how many gifts they were, for it will make another family happy." See, that's the inbreaking of hope in the world. That's the inbreaking of love of God made incarnate. And we still know this Jesus today. And we seek to follow him and be loved by him and believe that there is a God that loves us so much with a generous love, even more than all those gifts put under the tree is God's gift to us. So let us give thanks for the gift of that child in our lives. Amen.